Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and it's time for Amy's Kids Show. And I am so super happy to be here again today. Today we're going to do a little bit of kind of a repeat from last week because, well, we had Lulu, the cosmic cat from outer space, who was here. Let's see. Lulu, are you here? Come on up. Come on up to the mic again, Lulu. I know, she can be so shy sometimes. Yeah, so Lulu wanted to come back. I know, isn't this great? Yes, definitely. Well, I know the kitties are so bored this time of year. I know, with it being... Yes, come on up. There you go. Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but Lulu... Lulu is a kitty who has traveled to the sun. Last week, we heard a story where she, yes, Lulu, oh wow, she's having fun. She wanted to come back and tell her story again, because we've been learning all week, Lulu and I. We've been doing some research into the sun and solar flares and things like that, and we are just so excited to share all of these amazing laws of nature with you today. Gravity, electricity, and magnetism. But don't worry, guys, about all these words, because Lulu is a beautiful kitty cat, and she really is the center of our story today. Lulu is a gray kitty. Does anybody know a gray kitty cat? Have you ever known a gray kitty cat with maybe black stripes? Well, that's what Lulu looks like, and she has a big smile on her face because she has been to visit the biggest part of our solar system, the center of our solar system, our star, our sun, our very own sun. And this morning, as I was coming into the station, I could not help but notice how amazing the sunlight is right now. She is just shining that sunlight all the way onto our planet. We are actually quite a long way from the sun. Our planet Earth is a long way from the sun. But still, when her rays hit us, when that sun ray hits our planet, wow, everything just lights up and starts to get warm, and you can really see that this morning. So if you're up like me, why don't you look outside and see where the sun is touching the earth? And here in Vermont with all the mountains, it's pretty fun to see how the sun plays with the mountains and plays with the hills and hits certain nooks and certain crannies and certain mountain peaks first, and then creeps into all the other areas until everybody is bathed in the sunlight. Well, we are going to celebrate the sun with Lulu. Thank you for joining me, folks. Here we go.
Sunshine. jump into the sky. Gravity pulls you down and makes things fall. Massive things like moons and stars, Earth, Venus, Jupiter, and Mars have a lot of gravitational pull. Gravity at all. The only gravity we feel is from a giant planet Earth.
Giant planet Earth.
Gravity. Thing of all in our solar system. The sun has so much gravity, it keeps our planets orbiting so they don't float away into space.
Jupiter,
Saturn,
Uranus. Greetings, Earth cats. We have arrived.
We're cosmic cats from outer space, just checking out the human race. What's this we hear? Could it be true? Too many cats on Earth are blue.
Folks. All right, look out, Lulu. Let me get to the mic here. Boy, Lulu is very, very excited to be back in the station to read her story again. I know, Lulu, I think that was a really good suggestion that we should read your story again because, well, everybody likes to read their favorite story over and over. I know I do. I've got some stories like that. Maybe you do too, right? Some books that you really like to read. Oh, Lulu is purring. She is really happy. Now, who is Lulu, you might be wondering. If you didn't hear last week's show, you might not know that Lulu is our own Earth cat who has traveled to space. Yes, and she traveled with her friend Kira. Kira, who's a little Earth girl, maybe like some of you out there, she's a little girl from Earth, and her cat, Lulu, who is a gray cat with black stripes and a big smile right now, she's very excited to have her story read again. Her and Kira took a pretend trip to the sun, and we read their story last week. This is a story called Kira and Lulu Visit the Sun. And it was written by Kat Davidson. And what is it about? Well, it's about Kira and Lulu traveling to the sun and what it's like at the sun. And why are they going there? Well, because they're curious, right? What are you curious about? What do you think it's going to be like there? All right. I know. Okay, okay. We'll get started with the story, Lulu. All right. She's ready for the story. Here we go. Kira and Lulu visit the sun, a spaceweathernews.com production here. The story. And we're going to start here on Earth in the summertime when the sun is hitting the Earth directly where we live and making it so warm and all the plants are growing. And that's where we start our story. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining so bright. Kira and her kitty Lulu are out in the sun having a picnic. Cupcakes are such a delight. "I have an idea that's never been done," Kira says as she smiles. "Let's visit the sun." Mom and Dad and little brother wave goodbye as Kira and Lulu head to their rocket to fly. "Travel safe and be careful. There is a lot to learn. Dinner will be ready when you return." As they flew into space, the solar wind blew. With the Earth behind them, it was a beautiful view. "We're here," they shout as they get closer to the sun. They quickly climb out of their rocket. "It's so bright." "Grab your special solar sunglasses from your pocket." Oh, it's a good thing they both brought a pair of those with them. Yeah, they're putting on their special sunglasses. "Feel the intense heat. And with these special sunglasses on, we can see the bright, swirling surface of the sun." Kira said, "Lulu, look over there. Those are some sunspots and a big solar flare. We better get home soon. It's going to be dinner time soon." Kira and Lulu get back in their rocket and fly home to Earth. It's time to pass Mercury, Venus, and now the moon. As they're heading back to Earth, Lulu asks, "What's that?" Kira says, "It's the flare we saw leaving the sun. When it gets to Earth, it is very fun. The Earth, the energy from the sun, creates a colorful show, and the sky is going to be filled with a wonderful glow. We have to hurry. Can you guess why? The solar flare has just arrived. It's time for the colors to dance in the sky." Home, Kira and Lulu watch the colors dancing in the sky. "Oh, it's been a long day. Time to turn out the lights." "Sweet dreams, Kira and Lulu. Time to say goodnight." The end. This book is dedicated to those that find amazement and wonder in all that lies beyond the skies.
I'm a star called the sun. I'm the center of our solar system. You revolve around me as we fly around the galaxy. All of the planets in our solar system, they orbit while they follow me. 230 million years is the time.
Just love a warm, sunny day. From afar, it seems like the sun is equally bright no matter where you look from. But that is not the case. If you look closely at the surface of the sun, you will see some areas darker than the others. And sometimes, you might even see sudden bursts of brightness on the surface of the sun. These are what we call sunspots and solar flares. Let me tell you something more about them. Come on, zoom in. The sun is a dense cloud of bright and hot gases. It holds immense pressure within itself. And sometimes this pressure becomes too much. So the sun has to let go of some of its energy. When the sun does this, some areas on the surface become even brighter. These bright areas are called solar flares, and they disappear very suddenly. Solar flares usually take place around the active parts of the sun's surface, such as the sunspots. These are areas of high magnetic activity on the surface of the sun. Although they produce light, it is not as bright as the area around it. So the sunspot appears darker. They are actually cooler than the rest of the sun. When a solar flare occurs, it also releases different kinds of energy particles, like electromagnetic energy, electrons, ions, etc. These particles usually reach the Earth in around a day or two. But don't worry, they don't harm us, because we are protected by the atmosphere of the Earth and its electromagnetic field. The sunspots were even used in ancient times to figure out that the sun rotates. When people looked at the sun, they noticed the spots change and realized that the sun must be rotating. Trivia time! Auroras, popularly known as the Northern Lights, are caused by the solar wind hitting the Earth's atmosphere. Sunspots were observed as far back as 364 BC by astronomers in ancient China. Now, wasn't all this amazing? Who knew there is so much going on the surface of the sun? As they say, don't judge a book by its cover. Who knows what is going on under such simple looking things? So friends, until next time, keep your binoculars out and your eyes open. Who knows what you might find? This is me zooming out.
I am the sun, the center of your solar system. I do erupt intense high energy radiation. This radiation I expel is called the solar flare. You'll learn about them in this song and why you should care. The sun is a ball of plasma, like an extremely hot ocean shaped like a wheel. This plasma is pushed around in shape by the sun's magnetic field. When the sun's plasma swirls around by its magnetic field, it gets twisted and releases energy around sunspots. They are real. This energy released is caused by magnetic knots. When one of these knots breaks, it releases solar flares, so you are taught. Solar flares are waves of high energy radiation shot through the solar system in which we are all one. These solar flares race through space at the speed of light, creating a solar proton storm. These storms are no delight. When millions of tons of plasma are thrown from the sun's atmosphere, these storms are called coronal mass ejections, as you see right here. These CMEs reach speeds of 5.6 million miles per hour. When they hit Earth, it doesn't hurt living beings, even with such power. The Earth's atmosphere protects life from the biggest solar storms by absorbing the impact, so beings on the surface are safe from harm. When a CME is too big, it creates a solar superstorm that occurs once or twice a century, so you've been warned. If a solar superstorm did happen in this day and age, it would shoot billions of tons of plasma from the sun, I do say. If this type of CME traveled across space towards the Earth, it would reach you in one day. Yeah, that's fast for what that is worth. Its shockwave would compress Earth's magnetic field, making it frail. The two magnetic fields would merge, stretching Earth's field into a thin tail. This stretched tail can't contain this energy anymore. When it snaps, it releases explosive energy towards the Earth that it stored. This creates something very rare called the geomagnetic storm. Normally, no living thing on Earth would even know it had formed. The only thing it would affect is your electricity. Because you rely on this so much, it would disrupt human life, you see. Because Earth is covered in millions of electric wires and transformers, this geomagnetic storm would shut down the power. Humans would be overturned. If one of these storms hit the Earth, electricity and internet would not work. All things powered by electricity would turn off along with all networks. Computers wouldn't work along with phones and electronic devices. No refrigerators or any other household appliances. Even though we can't stop these terrible solar storms, their nasty side effects can be prevented by how we are warned. Engineers would have a day or two to unplug major power grids until the solar storm passes Earth, preventing blackouts we forbid. Humans need to prepare for these types of storms to prevent being thrown back to the Stone Age before they form. A cool event humans experience from any solar storm is the aurora borealis at the two poles, is where they perform. I'm the life-giving sun, you all need me to live, but I am unpredictable, so solar storms I give. I am the sun, the center of your solar system. I do erupt intense high energy radiation. This radiation I expel is called the solar flare. You'll learn about them in this song and why you should.
should care.
We are going to learn about a massive star in the center of our solar system. What is it called? Yeah, the sun. Actually, the sun is the only star in our solar system, but still, it is huge, it is bright, and without it, life on Earth wouldn't exist. So it is super important. But let's start here. The first fact about the sun we want to learn is that the sun is just a regular star. That's right, it's just a regular star. There are hundreds of billions of stars in our galaxy called the Milky Way galaxy. But the sun is special to us, right? Because it is in the center of our solar system. But the sun really is a regular star. Like other stars, the sun uses hydrogen to burn bright. Hydrogen is the sun's fuel, just like food is our fuel and gasoline is the fuel used by cars. The sun uses hydrogen as fuel. If you're wondering what hydrogen is a gas found all over our universe. And it's hard to see because it doesn't have any color to it. But it's all over the place. In fact, hydrogen is the most common element in our universe. So stars use a gas called hydrogen as fuel. The larger the star, the faster it burns through hydrogen. Thankfully, the sun has at least a 5 billion year supply of hydrogen left. So the sun will keep burning for a long time. Here's an interesting question. How far is Earth from the sun? How far is our planet from this huge star in the center of our solar system? Well, it's pretty far away. The sun is about 93 million miles away from Earth. That's right, about 93 million miles away from our planet, Earth. And it's a good thing, it's a great thing that the sun is about 93 million miles away, because if we were any closer to the sun, it would be way too hot to sustain life. And if we were further away, we would all freeze. It would be way too cold. So the sun is the perfect distance away from the Earth. Of course, having a huge star 93 million miles away helps us to see things, right? It is helpful to have a massive burning light in the middle of our solar system that runs on hydrogen. I mean, can you imagine living in a world without light? It would be like this. This is what our world would be like without sunlight. It would just be dark. You know, we wouldn't be able to see anything. We'd be like bumping into each other and it'd be crazy. We'd be like, oh, wow, is that a mountain or is that a chicken or what's going on? Where am I? What's going on? The sunlight allows our eyes to see what's going on around us. But the sun provides more than just sunlight. The sun provides energy. One powerful way the sun provides energy is through a process called photosynthesis. Wow, that's a big word. Can you say that with us? Photosynthesis. Yeah, photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is how plants make plant food and produce oxygen. Without sunlight, plants cannot make plant food or release oxygen. You know, plants are not alone in using sunlight for energy. We use sunlight for energy as well. The energy we get from sunlight is called solar energy. Just like plants capture sunlight in the process of photosynthesis, people capture sunlight using these things called solar panels. Isn't that cool? Here are two men installing solar panels. The sun is powerful. It is awesome to see how we can use some of its energy to get power and electricity. It has been so much fun learning about the sun with you. We learned that the sun is the only star in our solar system. Do you remember where in our solar system the sun is? Right in the middle. Yeah. Like other stars, it uses hydrogen as fuel. Thankfully, it has a lot of hydrogen, so it will keep burning and burning for a long time. We learned that the sun is about 93 million miles away, which is actually the perfect distance. If the sun was further away, it would be too cold. If it was closer, this planet would be way too hot. We also learned that the sun not only provides light, it brings energy. Plants use energy from the sun in a process called photosynthesis, and people get energy from the sun using things like solar panels. Energy from the sun is called solar energy. The sun, a regular star, but it is special to us. It's our star.
A year on my surface is 88 days. I'm the smallest, but lots of fun.
My name is Venus. I'm the hottest planet, but the second planet from the sun. I'm the brightest planet in our solar system, and I'm too hot for anyone.
My name is Earth. I'm the planet you live on, and the third planet from the sun. I'm the only planet with organic life, so take care of me, 'cause we're all one.
There are 8 planets in the solar system, and we revolve around the sun. Join us to learn about the different planets. Now sing along and have some fun.
My name is Mars. I am red in color and the fourth planet from the sun. I have the highest mountain in our solar system, a volcano named Olympus Mons.
My name is Jupiter. I am covered in clouds and I'm the fifth planet from the sun. My giant red spot is a raging storm, as for size I'm the biggest one.
My name is Saturn. I am brown in color. I'm the sixth planet from the sun. My outer rings are extremely thin. They're made of dust and icy chunks.
There are 8 planets in the solar system, and we revolve around the sun. Join us to learn about the different. Now sing along and have some fun.
My name's Uranus. I am blue in color. I'm the seventh planet from the sun. I orbit the sun once in 84 Earth years and was discovered in 1781.
My name is Neptune. Also blue in color. I'm the eighth planet from the sun. I'm the last gas giant in our solar system, and I'm also the coldest one.
There are 8 planets in the solar system, and we revolve around the sun. Join us to learn about the different planets. Now sing along and have some fun.
Well, folks, I'm back out here in the sun. Ah, just soaking up the sunshine. It is such an important thing for humans and all animals to soak up the sunshine. I was just down south a few weeks ago, and I happened to see some reptiles sunning themselves in the morning sun. They were catching you know, those spots where the sun, when it first comes up, it comes through the trees and it touches different areas. And this one part of the slow, lazy river was getting some beautiful morning sunshine. And out there in the sun, stretching their necks out to get warmed up, were these beautiful turtles. All these beautiful turtles. And they had black skin, and they were just soaking up that sun, and black shells, and they were stretching so that every bit of their skin that they could manage was in the sun. And guess who was lying next to them doing the same thing, basically? Some baby alligators. It was so cute. It almost looked like the reptiles were cuddling together in the sun, although I don't think that's exactly what they were doing. Maybe, I don't know. But they were definitely enjoying themselves. And that is what I am doing right now with you, celebrating this amazing star. I mean, so what if people say she's just a regular average star? She is definitely our star. And she is special, very, very special to us. And it's so nice to be out soaking up her warmth and her energy. So the sun is what brings us heat, most of the heat in our planet. We do get some from inside the planet. Earth makes her own heat as she spins with her iron core and causes her magnetic field and causes energy of her own as she's turning. A spinning magnet creates energy, right? So our planet does create some energy, but most of what we get for warmth and energy does definitely come all the way through space at the speed of light to Earth, right? And well, the light comes at the speed of light anyway, and other things might take a little longer, like the electrons and protons and other things might take a little longer to get here. But the light, which helps us see, is probably the thing we notice most about the sun to start with, right? Wow, she is also so huge, the sun. And because of its size, it has such a strong gravitational pull. That means that as the sun is spinning herself, right, her gravity that she makes when she does that pulls and holds us all close to her, all of the planets, right? The eight planets plus Pluto that are spinning around the sun are also held in place by that strong gravitational pull. And the sun is extremely hot, around 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And the inner core is even hotter. So to put this in perspective, let's imagine it was 90 degrees on a summer day. Have you ever been outside when it's 90 degrees? That's really hot for up here in Vermont. Well, 90 degrees is nothing next to 10,000 degrees. So we can't even imagine how hot it is at the sun. And some areas of the sun's surface are cooler than others. And these areas would look darker. They're called sunspots. And sometimes the gases on the sun's surface erupt, shooting far out into space. And these eruptions look beautiful, but they can also cause interference with electronics, things like satellites and cell phones and televisions. But luckily, not us animals. Us animals generally are not bothered by these magnetic storms and CMEs and things because we're grounded. We are magnetic ourselves, and we are grounded. We have our own field. Let's see. Oh, and don't look directly at the sun. Yes, definitely, because it can hurt our eyes if we look directly at it. Scientists study the sun through special filtered telescopes. So, you know, humans have learned from long ago how to look at the sun safely, but you do have to be very careful with that. So, definitely, it's something worth researching because I'd like to know more about it, right, and how to see the sun. Well, thanks for joining me today. We are celebrating the sun and kitty cats. We'll be back in a bit.
We can see the whole solar system from here. I think we can hear it from here, too.
We are the planets of the solar system. Different sizes for everyone. the music never ends. We are such good friends, and we all orbit the sun.
Here comes the sun, rapping first on this track from the beginning. I'm the center of the solar system, planets be spinning around me. So hot, I'm roasting, you see. Now I pass a mic to the planet closest to me.
Mercury, the smallest planet, small as Earth's moon. I get super hot and cold, and it's been very slow.
I'm Venus, I got mountains and volcanoes and spray. I'm the same size as Earth, but spin the opposite way.
Yeah, I'm Earth, I'm the home to every boy and girl.
Such a beautiful, beautiful world.
On Mars, a red planet, I got deserts and ice. And I've got 2 moons, that's like 1 moon twice.
I'm Jupiter, the biggest planet, I'm humongous, gargantuan. I spin the fastest, rap the fastest, plus I'm handsome, blam, son.
Oh, please, I'm Saturn, check out my beautiful rings. Made up of billions of rocks, dust, and other things.
I'm Uranus, I say that with pride. Okay, I lied, I'm embarrassed, cause I'm the only planet lying on its side.
I'm Neptune, I'm cold, dark, windy, and mysterious. I'm very stormy, so bring an umbrella, I'm serious.
We are the planets of the solar system. Different sizes for everyone. The music never ends. We are such good friends, and we all orbit the sun.
Well, we are done exploring the solar system. I am thirsty. Let's explore the rest of the Milky Way galaxy.
Looks like spring is here again. Now Mother Nature is our friend. We're on a roller coaster, looking for a ride.
It's time to go play outside. La la la.
Happening in the sun. Everything's growing one by one. Look what's happening in the sun. Everything's growing one by one.
Always knew it'd feel like this. The wind sure knows how to kiss. Going to the candy store, spend my pennies and time.
I give you my heart if you sing me a rhyme.
La la la.
Look what's happening in the sun. Everything's growing one by one. Look what's happening in the sun. Everything's growing one by one. Looks like spring's here again. Now Mother Nature is our friend. We're on a roller coaster, looking for a ride.
It's time to go and play outside.
La la la.
Everything's growing one by one.
right. Well, folks, we have come to the end of Amy's Kids Show. I know, Lulu. It was really nice having Lulu back in the station today. The cat who went to the sun with her friend Kira. Yes, Lulu, and I know she's so excited. She cannot wait to tell you. I was going to wait and hold it for a surprise at the end. Okay, if you insist. You know how kitties are. When they want things now. Okay, I'll get on with it. The super exciting news that Lulu wants me to tell you is that this is not the only book that she has about her and Kira traveling through space. No, we have another book. In fact, there are three books in the series. And so Lulu is going to be back next week and probably the week after. I know. She loves the station. This is, I think, her new favorite place besides the sun. Yes, well, so Lulu is correcting me. You know, she loved going to the sun, but it was very hot and very bright. Yeah, she likes the station. It's a little cooler and not as bright in here. She likes that. Great. Well, you know how kitties are. When they like something, they do. And you can't change their mind. So she really likes coming to the station. I really like having Lulu here. What about you guys? Right? Having a gray kitty cat with black stripes and a huge smile. She's such a happy cat walking around the station. So she's going to be back next week. And her next story... Oh, you want to tell them. Okay, go ahead. Okay, and I'll help translate for those of you out there who didn't catch that. Next week, Lulu and Kira are going to the planets. Yes, they're going to go to all the planets that circle the sun. Not just Earth, right? There are all those other ones. We're going to learn more about them. I'm super, super excited. So thank you for joining me and Lulu here on Amy's Kids Show. We have had a great time traveling to the sun today and thinking about electricity and gravity and magnetism. And I was looking up some special cool tricks that you can do with magnets. And a friend told me, my best friend actually, mentioned that he used to put dirt, like take dirt from the ground, dry dirt, you know, and spread it out on a piece of paper and get a nice strong magnet that's been really well magnetized and is nice and fresh and full of magnetism and run it under the paper. And the bits of iron that are in that dirt are going to move around and follow the magnet. Well, I can't wait to try that. I'm going to go try that because I'm really curious about magnetism and electricity and gravity, because gravity is pulling me closer to you and closer to the Earth, and it's pulling you too. That's called love, guys. Thanks for joining me.
For a walk outside, now the summer sun knows me by name. He's a caller.